Good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of our Happy Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left, and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. So, hey, it is a spectacularly gorgeous, sunny Sunday morning that here in the Pacific Northwest. Not a cloud in the sky when I look down at Nathan's view out the big window. And it does look a little hazy on the horizon there, Nathan, because I don't see the Olympics.
I do see them, but yeah, there you can tell there's a little bit of haze that's been forming. And I still see white caps.
Other than that, I don't see any clouds at all in the sky down there.
No, I'm doing my best to find one so I could tell you about it, but I don't think it exists. The only thing
no
I see...
No clouds to be found around here. It is just bright and sunny. And, you know, how often is it that we get a gorgeous sunny day like this on Mother's Day? You know, usually this time of year it can be a little dicey around here, but we are having a sneak preview of summer.
No better time to have it because those flowers are definitely in bloom.
The azaleas and rhododendrons are all in bloom around my neck of the woods, but I am definitely feeling the change. You know, climate change and so forth. It is so much drier around here than it ever has been. And you know, I've been telling you kind of every week that. Boy, it just stuff isn't doing the normal thing on my land, my little piece of property here, that my rainforest type energy is really changing. You know, it's a lot of the moss is going away, a lot of stuff that would be overgrown and all. It's just not happening this year. And at a major example of this, how dry it is, and I don't know if you guys remember what I mentioned it, you know, when Dr. Nels or Linda, you were around, but I've said that one thing that just lets me know that spring has sprung is when I drive from my house, wherever I go is usually west. I go down the old highway, Old Owen Road into Monroe. And so I drive by lots of pasture land and all that kind of stuff. Well, there's this one pasture, you know, rolling hills of green pasture. The pasture isn't used for anything. So it isn't irrigated or watered. It does get mowed, you know, from time to time. But out in the middle of this pasture, I don't know where, there are like five or six orange azaleas. Now, how they ever got out there, they're not together. They're maybe 20 feet apart from each other or 30 feet apart, spread around in kind of the middle of this pasture. So maybe at one point it was a yard or so. Who knows? But, and you know, when spring has sprung, I drive down Old Owen, I come around this, and then I look out of that pasture, and there are these bright orange azaleas. So I've been waiting. And I've been waiting. I've been waiting here all the others. So this week, driving down, one of those azaleas, and this has been going, they've been out there for at least 15, if not 30 years, I've been seeing these azaleas out in this pasture. There's only one that's in full bloom. The other four or five, I mean, I think it was on Friday, I pulled over to the side of the road so I could really stare at them and look to be sure. And a few of them, I think, just dried out and didn't survive. There was, I could see maybe an orange blossom, two or three on a couple of them, but only one was in full bloom. And that was kind of in a different area that looked like it, you know, the grass might be a little wetter there. So it's definitely in all of these years, it's that those azaleas didn't survive the winter. It was too dry.
Well, it's also this year, remember we had that really cold spell,
Yeah.
and that may have froze the tips right off, and it may come back. They may come back because I used to have an amazing azalea garden at my old house,
Yeah.
and occasionally we would get something down around 8 degrees, and it would set them back, and sometimes they just wouldn't do anything for a year. So
Well, okay. Well, and
don't
I will
count them
keep.
out.
All right, I will keep the hope up. We'll see what happens next year. But one of them's in full bloom. The other thing that could have happened now that you mentioned that is, if you have outdoor plants or flowers that typically make it through the winter, when it goes to a hard freeze, the one thing I've learned about outdoor flowers and plants, you need to water them well before that deep freeze. Because something about them being well watered before the deep freeze helps them make it through the deep freeze. And so if they're too dry when they freeze, they'll die faster. So it's very, see, like the, because it was such a it's been so dry, and maybe that cold spell happened and there hadn't been a lot of rain, and so it was more traumatizing to those azaleas. I don't know. But anyway, we'll find out next spring. But at least one of them's still in full bloom. All righty then, if you guys haven't figured it out, it's the second Sunday of May. Besides being Mother's Day, it's best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen reset, and energy Code Sunday. Both Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen do the best or neuroenergetic balancing. Dr. Nils works primarily on animals, but does some humans, and Linda works on the human animals. And when you call in, Dr. Nils tunes in, works on the animals. Linda takes care of our human caller. And that's kind of how it works. And we'll be talking more about it. We'll get to Dr. Nils' newsletter soon. But we are going to stay in Bellingham and head back to the phones. And this time we're going to Deborah. Deborah, welcome back to Animal World. You're live with me and Linda Rasmussen, Dr. Nils Rasmussen. Nathan's here too.
And before
Thanks for
we bring you
calling.
onto the air, real quick, Deborah, just want to remind people if they want to call into the show and get into our phone queue, the phone numbers are 425-373-5527 or toll free is 888-298-5569. Let's go ahead and bring on Deborah from Bellingham. We got the Bellinghamsters today.
It's
We
hamsters.
do.
Good morning to all.
Good morning, Deborah. How are you and Tigre doing?
We are doing very well. Great improvement since, what, a couple, maybe 2 weeks or so ago that I spoke with you and Natasha. And
Right. Now let's before we go into any details, we want to help Dr. Nils get a connection with
okay.
Tigre so he can get started. So, Tigre was a rescue. He's
Correct.
about 3 years old and
Yeah,
a
almost
recent
three.
rescue to you.
Yeah, down about 2.5 months.
And what does he look like?
He is a very tall, gold, brown, black tabby with big gold eyes, great big feet, almost looks like bunny feet, striped raccoon tail, but he's got like spots on his belly, very handsome.
All right, Dr. Nils, are you able to tune in to Tigre?
Yes, I'm picking him up now.
All right, excellent. So, just for history, you guys, Deborah, you called in last month, the third Sunday, when Natasha was here, right?
Correct. Correct.
Okay. And you told us about that Tigre was this incredibly gorgeous 3-year-old cat that you had rescued. And you were having some issues with him. He's one of those ones that if you stroke him and pet him, and all of a sudden he'd do that fire up and bite your arm or your
Right,
hand sort of thing.
head twisting and start biting.
And so we talked about that. And I explained about the energy buildup and flow and all of that. And I think we talked at the time about that it would be good to have Dr. Nils do some work on him and see if we could
Correct.
open up those energy flows and so forth. But we talked a bit about my experience as a behavior therapist and working with this particular energy, because that energy buildup and cats flash aggressing on their owners in the way you were describing is actually quite common. With a
Okay.
lot of cats. And so we talked about Most people, when they touch the cat, well, you have to figure out if you get down close to the base of the tail, it's often the belly. But I think you said Tigre likes to roll over and have his belly
he's
rubbed.
Always showing his belly, and he loves that being pet. It's around his head sometimes. If I don't put my hand there gently and let him smell it, and if I just go to pet his head, then he'll kind of get angst and twist around until he wants me to pet him.
Anyway, but we talked about that, and then Natasha chimed in and all of that, and then we were talking about that when you are with him and petting, to pay attention, and if he starts to go into that energy where he's, going to twitch and grab you, our instinct is to pull our hand away really fast.
Right.
But when we do that, that triggers their prey pounce and grab, and
exactly.
They're more likely to bite you and harder. So
exactly.
what I explained to Deborah, I think, last time was when that happens is just hold still. Do not move your arm and say to him, be gentle with me. Be gentle. And I was be gentle with your mom or be gentle. And that energy usually immediately diffuses it. And if they can't calm down and control themselves, they usually dart off and move away so that they don't bite you.
Right. Both have happened.
And you sent us an email the next week and saying, woohoo, it's worked every time for me and my husband. So catch us up. Is it still working? And you doing
it
well with
still,
that?
It is still working, but he's still, still having to continue to repeat that. I think it's just, a learning curve with him and just being new to our home and perhaps whatever his back history is that I don't know about.
Right. And then I think we also talked about you doing some good interactive play and getting like a
DeBird
to flat cat
crazy.
This guy. So
yeah,
are you exercising him and playing a lot?
Yes. Not as much this week as I could have. I was a little under the weather, but, we're doing it. I work, but my husband is playing with him while I'm at work and a couple, two, three times a day. I know it needs to be more. And when I'm back on track 100%, then it will be.
All right. Great. Great. All righty. So, Dr. Nels, you've turned into Tigre. Obviously, there was something to do because you're still working. What can you tell us so far?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting because I was just working on a cat for one of a Healing Ministry for Animals members that this cat was kind of similar in a tuxedo kitty, but who had similar response of, I'll be your friend when I want to be your friend, but don't reach out and do things. and would latch on to the woman. Well, now we've done several of our Zoom sessions and where I guide her to touch the points while I'm doing the energy. And the cat has made great strides in being a lot more friendly. He seems to rest better when he rests and seems much more in tune with her than he used to be. He was all about himself before and seems a little bit more in tune with her now. So
yeah,
she's
wonderful.
He'll come, he'll lay on my lap when he wants to and sleep for as long as he wants, then boop, he's up and gone. It's just like intermittent.
So
I think that's good to know, though, because you said you've had more than one session with this woman and this other cat.
Yes, we went through a 4-session program. Just finished that up, and she's been very happy with the result. What I can tell you from what I'm finding with Tigre is definitely there's some fight or flight type issues, but there's also something that this other cat had, which was what reminded me about it, and that was along the sides of the body, very low on the rib cage, not quite the belly, not quite the chest, but way out there on the side of the body on both sides. There's some energy points that definitely need some balancing. And oftentimes with this other cat, they were, if she was to touch him there, just stroking his body, he would get pretty irritated very quickly. And I don't know that it was pain so much as hypersensitivity. Anyway, the energy work seems to have made a big difference for him. So,
okay.
And that's what I found for Tigre was the same points.
Okay.
Okay, so Deborah, that's good to know, because be interesting to see if you notice any differences with him, you know, having his neuroenergetic balancing today. But also know that with the other kitty, she did a four-session package with him off the air. Okay. And that seemed to really help that guy. So there's more that you will be able to do for Tigray if need be.
Good to know.
All right. Now, you are very connected with Tigray and all of this, so it would be very good to give a treatment for you. So, Deborah, are you open to having Linda
absolutely.
Work with you?
What a gift.
All righty. Okay, so you get an excited patient here, Linda. I'm turning Deborah over to you.
Well, good morning, Deborah.
Good morning.
I'm going to invite you to think the sky is blue, just relaxing and breathing normally. And then bring a person who's been on your mind a lot lately into your thoughts. And if there's more than one, just selecting someone.
Okay.
Okay, so you're focused on that person.
Mm-hmm.
And then setting them outside your thoughts, focusing on the feeling of good. Good and the number four. And this energy of good is resonating in your heart chakra right now as you are thinking good four. Your eyes are going to be closed. And just looking straight ahead. And then take a deep breath in and hold your breath in as long as it's comfortable to do so. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Thinking good for.
All right, Deborah, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking straight ahead. You've taken in a deep breath. And you're going to hold that breath as long as you comfortably can, releasing that breath and replacing it whenever you need to, thinking good, and the number four. Good, four. Good, four.
Perfect. Go ahead and breathe normally, Deborah. And then with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bringing the person you were thinking of back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And for some reason, I can't remember the word.
Good.
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 Good. Four.
Good.
And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of good. And that is just a way to start viewing the world as there's good for me here, everywhere I look.
Okay. I embrace
Wonderful.
The feeling of good. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Perfect. I embrace the feeling of good. And she should do that affirmation a lot. Today and the next few days, right?
Yeah, doing it very frequently today, tomorrow, and the next day is the most powerful. And if you can, just focusing on how you feel physically as you think this word good.
Okay. So do I need to do the good and four and then do the affirmation at the end just like what we did now?
No, I embrace the feeling of good. And if you want to, just focus on feeling good and noticing good.
Will do. Wonderful. I love that.
All right. All right, Deborah.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling
again, Martha,
in.
And everyone there, and I will be in touch.
And what I'd like you to do is give us a call next Sunday.
Okay.
Because we can have Natasha take a look and see you know, how has the energy changed, you know, and so forth. And you can also give us a report on if you noticed any improvement, you know, with the treatments today. Okay.
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
Alrighty, so we'll look
forward
to talking to you next week.
Me too. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling Animal World. Alrighty then, we need to take care of our advertisers and kind of stay on schedule. Then we're heading to Bothell and Sue with Zoe and Jody Joy, kitties, and we will do that as soon as we take care of our advertisers. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com. Now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the second hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. Happy Mother's Day to all of you, by the way. We are here till noon today, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, we'd love you to have join us, our Animal World family of advertisers. And if you're interested, just shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And Dr. Nels, we heard from you. And your healingministryforanimals.com. And you could just explain a little bit to us if folks want to work with you, you know, off the air here. You work through a private membership group.
Right, right. Yeah, people would need to, well, generally the way it works is I have people just talk to me about their situation. And if it sounds like we should do more than just have a chat, then I send them a link to join the membership association, which is not expensive. It's $10. And that gets you not only the ability to talk to me more about, you know, what can we do to actually work with you and your pet, but also you get my amazing newsletter. Hey, amazing newsletter plug.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that, I think, after Sue, hopefully.
Yeah. And anyway, whatever other help and advice I can offer. I mean, I try to take good care of my membership. So
wonderful.
Our first step.
And you always do a free telephone evaluation.
Right.
So if folks want to talk to you about, you know, their animal friends or themselves and so forth, they just have to go to healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link and fill out the form and say, hey, want to talk?
Yeah. Yep, and that's a free conversation.
And you'll arrange the phone call, because you and I do the same thing. We always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation. I mean, after all, if you can't talk to us and find out what we do and we can't, you know, then we can give you an idea of what we can do. And both of us are really honest, and if it doesn't feel like we can do anything, we'll let you know that. Or if we think someone else is better, you know, I send referrals to Dr. Nels all the time and him to me, and we often work on the same cases. And it just, what Dr. Nels' work does, it just helps everything else work better, you know. So healingministryforanimals.com. All righty then. So we are ready to go back to the phones, Nathan. All right. So we are... Well, we're coming back down from Bellingham, and we're going to stop in Bothell. And Sue, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Sue.
So, I have a new roommate, and the kitties might need a little help adjusting.
Okay, so are you saying you have a new human roommate?
Yes.
Ah, okay. And you've got two kitties, Zoe and Jody Joy.
Right.
The roommate, your situation, is it like you are completely integrated and this other person, you know, or is there like a downstairs and an upstairs, or is this new roommate integrated, you know, part of the whole, your whole life and there all the time?
No, he's renting my stepson's room that my stepson had before he passed.
Gotcha. Okay.
And he spends most of his time in his room, but and he says he's an animal lover. So when he's out here, he does interact with them.
Okay. And so do you think there's major upset with Zodi and Jody Joy, or just normal adjustment?
I think normal adjustment. I think it will work out, but anything that can help them if they need a reset or help them relax a little bit.
Yeah, no, I know. Dr. Nils is already tuned in because he knows them well. So who are you tuned in on, Dr. Nils?
Yes, Jody Joy jumped up and raised her paw first.
Okay.
So we got Jody Joy getting her tune-up right now. And as soon as I'm done with that, we'll move on and see what Zoe needs.
All right. Okay, so you'll continue to work on the kitties. Sue, are you ready for a session with Linda?
Yeah, I have some chronic neck pain, and if she could do anything to help relieve that, that would be nice.
Okay, wonderful. So, Sue, let's everybody take just a nice deep breath in. We're just going to bring a nice deep breath into the body. And then when we exhale, we're just going to let any tension that we have leave our body. And then we're just going to breathe normally. And Sue, I'm going to have you focus on whatever that experience is for you in your neck, just kind of noticing what you're feeling and where you're feeling it. Just kind of getting the whatever in this moment you're noticing. And then anybody else listening can just notice any area in their body that they've been feeling some kind of discomfort and just kind of notice exactly where it is and what it feels like. And then we're going to shift into noticing how we feel about this discomfort. So just, Sue, just thinking, noticing how you feel when you think about the fact you've got this discomfort. And then go ahead and set that aside and focus on the feeling of dread. And we're going to replace that dread with the feeling of selfish. And we're going to replace selfish And we're going to replace selfish with the feeling of good. So now we're just focusing on the feeling of good. Good and the number 2. Your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing, just inhaling and exhaling very slowly, thinking good too.
All right, Sue, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead, doing slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking good, and the number 2. Good. 2. good too. Good too.
Okay, Sue, breathe normally. And then with your eyes open, gently tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And I'm going to have you just check in with your neck, just kind of noticing whatever it feels like right now. Okay, and I'm getting that we are complete on that.
Wonderful.
And the affirmation is, I feel good. I feel good.
Ooh, like that one.
You want to think that as often as you can. And really just invite feeling good into your body.
All right. You got that, Sue?
Yes, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, well, let's check in with Dr. Nils and Zoe and Jody Joy.
Yes, they both needed a good, thorough reset, and they got it.
All right. All right, Sue. Thanks for calling in. And, you know, if you need to, you want to know what, Zoe or Jody Joy are thinking or what's going on, you can call us next week and we can have Natasha tune in.
Sounds good.
All righty. Happy
so
Mother's
much.
Day.
Oh, you guys too.
God bless. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I don't know. Well, the newsletter gets pushed off again because... We are where we're headed to Manchester, Washington. And Carol, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Sister Linda Rasmussen. Hi, Carol.
Oh, hi, Martha. Hi, everybody. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah. So what's going on?
Well, I have a cat sitting business, and one of my new clients, I saw her cat for the first time for 8 days last week. Everything went really, really well. The cat is, she's a female about, she should be 13 years old, and she's dark brown hair, dark brown fur, and black mixed in. And she's a really, really sweet cat, and I had a good time with her. I'm curious about, she sometimes, well, when I'm there, she did quite a bit of scratching, and then on herself, and then she'd get down into her fur and start biting at it and, you know, really getting in there, and sometimes she'd spit it out, and I think sometimes she had to swallow it. But I was curious about this type of behavior. Otherwise, she just seems quite normal and sweet.
What's this cat's name?
Baby Girl.
Okay. And now, so let me make sure that I understand. Carol, you're a cat sitter.
Yes.
Okay. So does that mean you went to Baby Girl's home and stayed with her, or did Baby Girl come to you and stay with you?
I go to the people's homes, so I went to her home. I usually stay at least an hour, you know, take care of everything, play with the cat or cats, and just do everything that needs to be taken care of for that time period.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And so it was during the time period when you were there taking care of what needed to be, you know, feeding and maybe cleaning boxes or whatever it is you do when you go and do the cat check-in sort of thing, you would notice this aggressive scratching and biting at herself would happen regularly when you were there?
When I first went to the initial interview with the owner, she did mention that Baby Girl does do that scratching and kind of biting stuff. Mm-hmm. And I didn't ask why or anything. I just said, oh, okay. And then she did a little bit while I was there. And then when I started my regular contact with her for that 8 days, I would see her do it you know, just about every day.
Okay. Now, you obviously have a lot of experience working, you know, living with and working with cats.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm assuming, since you're calling and asking about this, when you saw the scratching and the biting, you felt it was excessive and not just a normal scratchy, itchy once in a while.
Right. It has nothing to do with fleas or anything like that.
Okay, so you know that you've eliminated fleas as a possibility.
Well, I did. She is an indoor-outdoor cat, but the fleas are not a problem. Otherwise, her owner would have mentioned something about the fleas, you know, and
well, you know, unless you're 100% sure on that, you know, you might want to investigate to be sure, because sometimes animals can have fleas and the owners don't know.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they know right away, but it isn't always obvious. So flea combing and stuff. The other thing would be underlying food sensitivities and so forth. So I would look at diet and what she's eating and so forth. Certainly now, Dr. Nels, you know, with the neuroenergetic balancing and the work that you do, have you worked on cats or animals with scratchy, itchy stuff? And have you found this to be at all effective in addressing those things?
Well, I still have a question, and that is, like, where is the biting, you know, the biting itself? What part of the body gets bit?
Let's see. Usually the on the sides of her.
Okay. So not so much on the legs or anything, but more on the side of the body.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Well, this is not a medical opinion, because I don't have really medical opinions. but as a cat owner, what I've found is sometimes you can get weird symptoms if the cat has worms. So if there's some way to check that out, whether it needs a vet visit or whatever.
Yeah, a stool check or something.
Yeah, stool check, something. Yeah, they can. If it's an extremity, sometimes it's what they call a paresthesia, which is a weird feeling, like pins and needles or something. But usually on the sides of the body, it's not that. So that would lead me to start looking around for other reasons. And in general, I've had kind of limited success with my work solving itchiness problems, just general itchy. I have had it help sometimes, but usually it's part of more things that people are doing, like dietary changes and stuff as well. So it's not like the great magic panacea for itching. So I would be wanting to explore, you know, medically, if there might be another problem. And the first thing that comes to my mind is I always like to check for worms and see if that's a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
So so Carol, you could ask, and if the owner is sure that there's no flea stuff going on now, you could ask if there has been flea stuff, because fleas are the intermediate host for tapeworm. So if the cat had tapeworm had fleas for any length of time, the cat could have a tapeworm, and then you have to be able to see the poop as soon as it comes out. Because the little tapeworm segments come out as like flat grains of rice on the poop.
Okay.
And so if you take a stool sample into the vet to be checked for worms, if it doesn't have tapeworm segments on it, they're not going to find the tapeworm eggs. Okay. But they can find round worms or other things, other kinds of worms the animal might have. But you need to see the tapeworm segments to know if there's tapeworm.
Okay.
That might be worth a conversation. And then you can always tell the owner of the cat that she can call in the second Sunday of every month. And we can certainly, you know, Dr. Nels can do work on the kitty and Linda can work on the human and see if some balancing can help. But I would investigate the flea thing, investigate the tapeworm thing. And then I'd look at food.
Okay. That covers all bases.
All righty. Now, the other thing you can do, Carol, next week, Natasha will be here.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay.
You know, so she can tune in psychically to read the energy. But if you're going to call in next week, then what you need to do ahead of time is you need to call the owner of the cat. And you need to get permission to let Natasha look at her and the cat and what's going on.
Sure. Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, definitely.
So if you get her permission for Natasha to look at it, then you can call us next week and we can take a look. Even if you don't talk to her, we could take a quick look, but you can't go into as much detail or go as deeply into it without the permission of the owner. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Alrighty.
I'll be talking to the owner tomorrow. And
super.
So I'll bring up some of these things that I didn't really, you know, at first want to bring it all up.
Okay. Now, we've got to take care of advertisers pretty soon, but I just thought since you called in and you're here, would you like Linda to do a session with you before we let you go?
No, I think I'm pretty good. Thanks for the offer, but
all right, okay. You're good. So anyway, yeah. Carol, hey, did you see the Aurora Borealis in Manchester?
Yes, I did. It was a reddish color.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it was
wonderful.
Yeah, it was beautiful. It was real dim though. It wasn't like bright colored. It was up there. Yeah. I saw it a little green too.
All right, so even Carol saw it, guys.
Yeah.
We remain the only four people around that didn't get to see the Aurora Borealis. All right, Carol, thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay, Martha, thank you. Thanks, Dr.
All right,
Nell.
Look forward to hearing from you next week maybe. Okay. God bless.
Right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.
All righty. Let's take care of advertisers. And then if someone doesn't pick up their phone and call, we'll be able to get to Dr. Nell's newsletter and our affirmation for the month and all that good stuff. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt, caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior, training, or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Multicultural, multidimensional even. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're on the downside of the second hour of our Mother's Day edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune, let's see, we heard from, we just mentioned her on the air, Natasha Venter. She is our communicator, medium, personal awareness coach, feng shui, and astrology gal, and basic psychic stuff. She always does her podcast at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays, and you can find her podcast on YouTube, Natasha Venter IC. The letter I and the letter C, Natasha Venter IC. That will get you the YouTube channel live 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. And if you want to check out Natasha on her website, the website is intuitiveclarifications.com. Intuitiveclarifications.com. She's available for private readings or over the phone or in person. And she's here the third Sunday of every month for personal readings and to answer your questions, just like we're doing today. So she'll be here next week. And Whispering Dragon Center, Jude Ponton is available to work with you in the healing room in her home. It's also wonderful to be with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes and so forth. But she can also work with you remotely. Whispering-dragon.com, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And, you know, I'm an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, and I work with people privately in their homes to help them understand their dogs and teach them how to live with their dogs and solve problems quickly. And I would love it if you would take my phone number and pass it out to anybody you know that has problems with their dogs. I always do a free telephone evaluation, and I'll always talk to you for free on the phone. So write down my phone number and give it to anybody you know that has dog problems. 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. Well, for crying out loud, I guess nobody wants us to get to the newsletter yet. That may have to wait till the next hour.
We're just saving the best for last, apparently.
Yeah, apparently so. So now I don't even know where this is. We're going to Hansville.
It's on the north side of Kitsap County. I was looking it up myself because it was my first time hearing of it.
I used to ride my bike over there.
Okay, now where the Kitsap County? All right, well, let's find out. Don, welcome to Animal World. You're live with me and Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hello.
Hey, everybody. Don.
Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. Welcome to Animal World. What can we help you with today?
Well, I've got a 5-year-old Scottish Terrier that is terrible about getting his toenails clipped. And we've had numerous people try. Well, not numerous. We've had a few people. He was getting them clipped by a groomer, and then they hit the quick one day. That kind of put the kibosh on it. So I've been trying to do it with a Dremel, and sometimes I'm somewhat successful, but I can't get enough off to, do all. I don't try to do all his toes at once, but it's nice to do it all at once. And then he just gets, he's fine for a few minutes with some peanut butter continually coming, but then he gets tired of that, and then he just gets, I don't say nasty, he just starts moving around or, trying to avoid us doing that, and he hasn't bit anybody, but he does show his teeth, and it's gonna be a big problem.
All right, so generally speaking, as a behavior therapist, nail trimming is one of those dicey areas and things to do with dogs, and I don't know any dogs that like to have their nails trimmed. You know, basically, they kind of learn to tolerate it. you know, if they don't wear them off naturally and there isn't enough running on hard, rough surfaces, you know, usually we all need to trim or Dremel our dog's nails. But part of the problem is the dog's nervous system. If you do something to dog's feet, nervous system wise, you trigger an automatic retract response.
Uh-huh.
Head or body triggers bite response. So they're kind of programmed to pull their feet away anyway when you mess with them. And then you put that inside a Scotty Terrier suit and, you know, you can have a real issue. Now,
yes.
There is a newer technique or way to go about nail trimming that seems to cover the bases for all these challenging guys. I'll tell you about that. But before I do, Dr. Nels, how much experience have you had, if any, in working with dogs that hate to have their feet messed with and nails trimmed? And have you found the neuroenergetic balancing? Can that help in any way with this?
Okay, well, as a dog owner myself who has one dog who sits quietly and lets me trim her toenails, which almost never need it anyway, and
okay.
Then the other one, which is completely the opposite, her nails grow like mad, and she struggles, and I mean, it's a terrible thing. We do what we can with treats and what have you. I can say that my neuroenergetic balancing doesn't seem to help her, and I haven't really done a lot of other dogs where that's been the primary complaint. I did tune in to your dog, even without knowing the name. I just got a good image and a good connection through you. And there is a little fight or flight issue, which may or may not be connected to the, you know, the whole grooming and hitting the quick thing. But I can do the tune-up. I just don't know that it's going to actually do anything to really solve your problem. I think it's often more of the behavioral thing. And I did have a groomer who actually was able to trim my dog. But I moved away and haven't been able to find any groomers and have to do it myself. And yeah, it's just a battle. I get a couple done here or there now and then, and it's about the best we can manage at my house.
Okay. Well, what's your Scotty's name, Don?
His name is Kippy.
Kippy. Okay.
And I want to add one other factor that Dr. Nels touched on.
Yeah.
With the fight or flight. And he is very fight or flight. He gets a trigger in his head, and he's our seventh Scotty, and he's probably one of the first ones that have done this. And it's kind of what a horse does. Once they get a thing in their head, it's hard to get them back. Like if the dogs are barking at the fence next door and he wants to go after that, he will not stop for anything. And he's good at waiting and staying when you tell him to normally. But once he gets that trigger in his head, you have to go get him. He will not come. He will not stop his aggression. And it's also a thing where he has, for flight-wise, when he gets scared of something, he doesn't tend to turn to us as his. I mean, any other time our connection is great. When he gets in that mindset, he doesn't turn to us. He tends to want to run. And so run away more like a horse does than a dog typically. And so that I just wanted to add that factor into.
All right. Well, that's good to know. And Don, yeah, Dr. Nels has already turned into Kippy and is already doing the treatment. And that may hopefully overall may help him because certainly he may have had traumas in his life or something that's got his nervous system stuck. And then, of course, you know, he was at the groomer at least once when they hit the quick on that nail. And that could be enough to, stick his nervous system. So hopefully the work with Dr. Nels might be helpful overall for him. But as you've heard, it doesn't necessarily solve these problems.
Right.
Now, speaking of problems, that's a bit of an issue. I have to keep us on time schedule-wise, and we're almost to the top of this hour. So I first need to know, Don, are you available to wait? Can you hold for like 5-10 minutes until we get to the other side of the hour and pick you up on the other side? Or do we need to wrap you up before we close out the hour?
Well, if you could wrap up, you mentioned new technique, and that's
right. Okay, because normally we'd have Linda do a session with you, but we don't have time to do that. We could do that the next hour. But
I can wait through.
Oh, okay. All right. Get out. In the meantime, get out your phone and bring up Amazon.
Okay.
Because when we come back, we'll and search Sling for Dogs to Cut Nails. Sling, S-L-I-N-G.
Okay.
Sling for Dogs to Cut Nails. You bring that up and look at those, and then you please hold on through the love train, the top of the hour. We'll bring you back. Linda can do a session on you, and then we can talk to you and everybody else about this whole sling deal and how cool these things are and what a difference it makes in being able to trim any dog's nails. Okay?
Okay. Thank
all
you.
Right, so we'll put you on hold. We'll pick you up on the other side. And that means, everybody, it's time for the love train. And you don't get to opt out on this one. Dancing is required. We're going to get up, get our juices flowing, and exercise energy for the day. And dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up and join us on the love train, because we'll cruise through and pick you up. And while we're doing the love train and they're talking about sending love around, you know where it needs to go. All around our country, all the places we got wars going on, let's send the love everywhere and see if we can't bring up the peace energy around here. All right. So I always energize up the love train with our yogi energization prayer. Here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train. And it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues, and more with Don and Kippy in Hansville when we continue for the last hour of the show. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.